The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Aiden Rayner.
And I'm Aiden Desmond.
And here are today's headlines. Our REM users are not able to purchase passes on the North Shore. Quebecers will be bundling up in the lead up to Christmas. And the Quebec government is looking to ban religious practices across public institutions. People who take the REM from the North Shore are not able to buy monthly transit passes from the stations near them. They say they have to purchase a special type of Opus card, which makes it much more expensive. Chris Delgazarian has more.
REM users traveling from the North Shore say they're having trouble buying monthly transit passes. You need a different Opus card that you can't buy from the De Montagne and Grand Moulin stations. Kira Meinel is a Concordia student who lives in De Montagne. She says her mom recently started using the REM and had to go downtown to buy her pass.
My mom started taking the REM and she had to basically get that Opus card. And so she had to go like all the way to Gare Centrale and ask for like a dedicated zone ABC Opus.
Maxence Grodin also lives on the North Shore. He used to buy the cheaper bus pass, but now pays double the amount to use the REM.
I barely use the metro as well. I only use the REM to go to school. So yeah, it's a bit annoying because like I have to pay more, but I don't use what I'm paying more for.
Riders are only able to buy temporary tickets at those stations for 1, 2, or 10 trips, or short-term passes of up to 3 days. For now, it's not clear when you will be able to get your special Opus cards at the De Montagne and Grand Moulin stations. For Concordia News Montreal, I'm Christelle Gazarian.
The new mayor of Côte-des-Neiges, NDG, has ruled out removing the bike path from Terrebonne Street. This comes after the Outremont Borough Council voted to remove the bike lane on La Joie Avenue. The party's new administration has started its term promising to review the bike paths in the city. Stephanie Valenzuela of Ensemble Marianne said the current bike lane configuration was made without community dialogue. However, in 2022, when she was representing a district in the borough, Côte-des-Neiges NDG paid $150,000 for a study on the bike lane.
Quebecers, get ready for a winter like the old days. A report from the Weather Network says we can expect very snowy conditions and below normal temperatures for most of the winter. Malcolm David has more.
Good news for ski lovers and folks who love winter. More snow is coming and it will be here to stay. Meteorologists are predicting a white Christmas and snowfall levels to remain above normal throughout Quebec. Simon Legault is a meteorologist at Environment Canada. He's cautious about predicting the entirety of winter just yet, but has been surprised by the cold start.
So December seems to be on the cold side as for now and for the southern part of the province of Quebec, though we really cannot be sure, as speaking for Environment Canada, of what kind of weather we expect for the whole winter, but surely the start of it is colder than the past years.
Cold forecast predictions come from two weather phenomena present this winter, La Niña and the polar vortex. They've already caused cold and storms in southeastern Canada. Montreal has been hit with more than 25 centimeters of snow already this month, and temperatures are expected to rapidly drop by winter's official start on December 21st. For Concordia News, I'm Malcolm David.
La Presse filed a lawsuit on Monday accusing OpenAI of copyright infringement. The newsroom says OpenAI copied more than 378,000 texts to train ChatGPT without permission and bypassed the tools that protect access to its content. La Presse wants compensations and a court order forcing OpenAI to stop using its material. This comes as other Canadian media such as CBC, Radio Canada, and The Globe and Mail have filed similar lawsuits in Ontario. They say generative AI is killing the economic model of journalism. OpenAI said its system is only based on publicly available information.
Concerns are now rising over a new law that would expand on Quebec's Bill 21. It would ban prayer rooms in universities and cégeps. Brennan Schwartz is at our downtown campus and joins me live with more. Brennan, what is the reaction among students who use the prayer room?
Well, Aiden, the response is not great. I spoke to Dana Valentine, the external mobilization coordinator for the CSU. She prays on campus every day and said that if passed, it just would create more tension among students and faculty.
So I think the implications are going to be really, really major, in that it's probably going to discourage a lot of international students, but it's also going to create a very angry response.
Wow, some were very angry about the bill. Some, like master's student Adam Pollard, just weren't sure why they would ban prayer rooms in the first place.
But what reason there would be to take it away? Because, I mean, from my experience, I don't see prayer rooms affecting me. It hasn't affected my experience as a student much coming here, getting accustomed to things. So.
The revised bill will be tabled tomorrow at the National Assembly. Prayer rooms will remain open until decision has been made from the provincial government. Aiden?
Thanks, Brennan. Verdun says it's stepping up safety around beaches following a coroner's report released last month. The report into the death of a 27-year-old man in June blames swimming in an off-limit zone and cannabis. Three people drowned in the first 7 months of 2025. The borough says it will be increasing security, adding signage and barriers to prohibited zones, especially during heat waves.
Cannabis vapes are available on SQDC shelves starting today. But some critics say this decision may have unexpected consequences. Mira Howell, in studio with us today, has more. Mira, what is the SQDC's goal here?
Quebec has stronger regulations than other provinces. Before today, the only cannabis vape products available in Quebec were sold on illegal markets. They'd often have much higher THC levels and sometimes contain harsh chemicals. Quebec bans all products containing more than 30% THC. The SQDC said in a statement, its goal here is not to increase sales, but to make the existing market safer and more regulated.
What do critics have to say about this?
Many health and advocacy groups are concerned. They say this could normalize their harmful impacts. The Quebec Coalition of Tobacco Control is worried how vaping products harm the lungs. It says all vaping products contain aerosols that are harmful to inhale. This could lead to scary respiratory disease known as popcorn lungs. The coalition is also worried that flavored cannabis products will appeal to a youth market. This is one of the reasons why flavored vapes were banned from Quebec dépanneurs last year.
Would the sale of these vapes increase the number of cannabis users in Quebec?
Quebec has fewer cannabis smokers on average than other provinces. Less than 1 in 5 Quebecers say they've smoked cannabis compared to the 1 in 3 in BC. For the time being, the SQDC says, there is no reason to think that it will be any different with vapes. Elias?
Thank you, Mira.
The International Emmy for Short Form Series goes to...
The Mediator!
Quebec drama La Médiatrice has won an International Emmy for Best Short Form Series. The Montreal-based show follows the story of a family mediator whose husband cheats on her. She decides to avenge clients with similar experiences. The show's director says La Médiatrice is about women's empowerment and embracing our feelings, even anger. This week we'll over around zero with a chance of flurries throughout the week. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Elias Laurent.
And I'm Aiden Rayner.